Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me play for you guys some national conversations about the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's start with Chris Canty. He was on First Take earlier today. Here's what he said about the Chiefs.
And right now, a lot of guys on the Kansas City Chiefs are more named than game. This is the latest that they've been below 500 since the 2021 season, and they didn't make the Super Bowl this year. And Jeff Saturday just got done telling you, we judge the Kansas City Chiefs based on their ability to be able to get to and win Super Bowls. So there is a different standard. I am not going to gloss over the things that we're seeing from this Kansas City Chiefs team. I can't gloss over what I saw from Chris Jones at the end of yesterday's game.
It's hard to give
him the benefit of the doubt on a play with the game in the balance, especially when I saw him loaf. I can't even give him the benefit of the doubt on that play because I saw earlier in the second half him allow Trevor Lawrence to run into the end zone on another touchdown in the red zone. Mm-hmm. Those types of plays, that kind of effort from your best player and one of your team leaders is absolutely unacceptable.
Right.
And so you have to wonder at what point does complacency set in with the Kansas City Chiefs. Remember, in the Mahomes era, they've played two more of football than anybody else during that span when you consider those deep playoff runs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that has to be weighed when it comes to what we can expect from Kansas City for the remainder of the regular season.
That point there at the end, do you think that affects some of the older players on their team? Like the core of this team, not to make excuses, but the core of this team, they're all 30 years old. Mahomes just turned 30. Travis Kelce, mid-30s. Chris Jones, over 30. Harrison Butker just turned 30 years old. They have played more football than everybody else. Now, some of it's injuries. I don't want to discredit that part of this conversation about the injuries part of it. But do you think that that is a legitimate, I don't want to use the term excuse, but it certainly does explain things. I think the worst thing that you can say about a football player or an athlete in general is that you gave up, especially in football. Like you were trained to kind of fall on the sword, go out swinging. For the final play of the game, for other former NFL players to say you didn't give effort and gave up on the play, that's the thing. If you get beat, you just get beat. If Chris Jones had just gotten beat, or if he had just got pancaked, you got knocked on your behind, that'd be one thing. Hey, that man was just better than you were. Sometimes that happens. That's why I hate the tone about it was a fluky play. No, they just made a better play than you did. You can't call it a fluky play, and it looks like you gave up on the play, too. You can't do both. You can't watch that film. You can't look at your effort and think that you did everything in that moment to go out there and get it. This is the ball game. This is deciding who wins and loses the game. I hear the defense say all the time about how it's their job to get the ball back to Pat. You did that. Pat took you down the field, got you in touchdown range, scored a touchdown. Pat did exactly what he was supposed to do. Now it's your turn. It's complimentary football. Hey, the offense did what they were supposed to do. We're championship level defense. Let's go close this thing out. This is a defense that has up and down guys who have played one Super Bowls. Last year, they were the fourth-ranked defense in the National Football League. Like, there is a pride, there's a standard, there's an expectation to it. And your best player, I would say two separate times, against good football teams. Jacksonville looks like they're a good team. I don't know if they're a great team. They look to be a good team. Chris Jones has a blown assignment against the Chargers. And in this game, on the most important defensive play, he's not even going at half speed. He's going at 20% speed, 25% speed. It's just unacceptable for your leader. That's the same guy we see on the sideline yelling at other players. Who's yelling at Chris Jones? That's not the standard here. We're a team used to winning divisions and playing in Super Bowls and winning Super Bowls. That's not how you do it with that effort. That's the worst criticism I think you can be levied as a professional, someone great at their craft. I don't think you tried. I don't think on the final play, I don't think that Chris Jones is out there giving effort. I don't think he's half-assed going through the motions. I think he's doing the mannequin challenge. I think he is standing and watching in the middle of it while everything chaos is happening around him. Chiefs defense is playing 10 on 11 on the most important play of the game because your star defensive player has his head in the clouds. That's unacceptable behavior. And we would feel that way if it was a lesser defensive player. You got to hold him to that standard too. Not just us. They got to hold him to that standard. It ain't good enough.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why it's not outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me play for you guys. That was Chris Canty. Let me play for you guys what Craig Carton had to say. Oh, I know he was giggly about this one. You know, he one of the biggest haters.
The refs still tried to give Kansas City the opportunity to win the game on both the Kelce touchdown, which is a blatant pick, cannot be argued against that, and then the non-call on the interference on the Trevor Lawrence interception. And that it got me to thinking. When you look back on the dynasty that the Chiefs were, and obviously a loss last night, going to 2-3, 0-3 now in one score games, look, history cannot be rewritten, and I appreciate that, and I understand that, but you cannot find a Super Bowl championship win or winning season for Kansas City where the referees didn't play a role in it. And now that the referees are not just giving the game to Kansas City and calling egregious penalties against the opposition, we've now officially leveled the playing field. And in leveling the playing field, we now recognize while they're still a very good football team, and Patrick Mahomes is still the best quarterback for my money in the NFL, they're human again. They're beatable again. That's a game last night they never would have lost in their quote-unquote heyday. They wouldn't have. That's a game they would have found a way to win, and the officials tried everything they could, in my opinion, to help them secure the W.
The ref talk is just so tired to me, man. It's just so tired to me.
Did he say history is great because we look back and we know the refs gave the Chiefs a dynasty? Was that the point he was trying to convey?
It's just so tired to me.
That was rough.
I just think Jacksonville outplayed the Chiefs yesterday. I think that was it. I mean, I do think there's some questionable calls, but that's the National Football League. I don't think Jacksonville helped or hurt either team. I just think Jacksonville made more plays than Kansas City did yesterday. I don't feel like the playing field has been leveled because of that. If anything, and I think some of it is tied to not having Rashee Rice, like, I think it's a little bit of, I guess, these two things. I do think that the Chiefs are getting other teams' best shot. I also think post-Super Bowl, these other teams feel like you can get Kansas City now. They don't feel unapproachable anymore. Where it used to feel like the Chiefs, 100% of the time, were going to figure out a way to beat you. I do think that some of the aura, some of the mystique, some of the will always figure it out. I do feel like some of that went out of the window when they got beat the way that they got beat in the Super Bowl. That doesn't mean they can't turn this season around, but I mean, I saw a Jacksonville team that they didn't really look to be in awe of the moment. They looked like they knew they could play against the Kansas City Chiefs. And when they got down 14 to nothing, I didn't see a team that panicked. I didn't see a team that got away from their game plan. I saw a team that felt like, hey, this is a full 60-minute game. I think what you used to see with the Chiefs is teams would kind of panic early on and kind of get out of their game plan and play outside of themselves. I don't think teams do that against Kansas City anymore. I think teams go into these games feeling like they can beat Kansas City. And I think some of that is because of the Chiefs. I think some of that is because of the National Football League. Who's great right now in the league? There's a lot of good teams. I still think the Chiefs are a good team. Who's great right now in the league? Philadelphia seems vulnerable. Kansas City's vulnerable. We just saw the Bills lose on Monday Night Football. Like, all of these teams feel like you can get them if the moment is right. So I don't think you should go into any game feeling like that. The Chiefs shouldn't feel like that against the Lions. The Lions shouldn't feel like that against the Chiefs and around the National Football League. I just think some of that aura, some of that glow that the Chiefs just walked around with for 18 months, I think the Eagles beat it out of them. I want to play one more cut for you guys. Here's Colin Cowherd.
They're a very young team. Andy Reid is going to coach those mistakes out of them. Jacksonville doesn't make mistakes. Falling down on the final winning play, that's just Jacksonville. Fumbling the ball at the one, that's just Jacksonville. So I think you can coach out the 13 penalties or most of them. I think Kansas City's good and getting better. Now, they're losing one-score games. Last year, they were 11-0 in one-score games. But this year, they're a little younger in spots, and they're making mistakes. And I mean, the final play of the game, they had Trevor Lawrence trapped, Jags out of timeouts, and they couldn't make the play. But they averaged 7.6 yards a play, had almost 500 yards. They had a bad pick six from Mahomes. So congrats to Duvall. I love Trevor Lawrence. I thought his throw to Brian Thomas up the right sideline on that final drive was one of the best throws of the year in the NFL. He's always had talent. Fumbles too much, makes too many mistakes. But he's a great kid. I've met him a couple times. I'll always root for him. But this morning, I feel Kansas City's a better team. And I don't care what the score was.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I think the Chiefs are better than Jacksonville as well. But the score is the final indicator. And Jacksonville did a great job yesterday. They won the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.